Well, the judge in the Donald Trump thing is not a complete idiot. He has just, because he would have lost on this one. I mean, he would have lost to people, just people in general. But the judge says that former President Donald Trump can indeed take the day off and go to Son Barron's high school graduation in Florida. I mean, that's just the right thing to do. This is not a guy who's up for serious charges. This is a guy who's up for charges that shouldn't even exist at this point. But so the judge is going to let President Trump go to Barron's high school graduation in Florida. Okay. We're very interested in the safety of everybody, but especially kids. And many years ago, we talked with a company and had them in the studio. In fact, they gave me a helmet. They were called Zenith, with an X, Zenith. And it was, I think, Pat McGinnon. And I don't know if they're still in business or not. But they were working on, as many companies were, safer football helmets for kids in grade school, high school. And certainly they would like to carry it over into the pros. Well, in fact, the NFL has approved those kind of rubbery tops that go over helmets. I didn't know what they were called. Apparently, they're called guardian caps that many schools have used for practice, but now the NFL has approved them for game use. And apparently, Lavonia Churchill has been using them since 2017. Kudos to the head football coach at Lavonia Churchill, Alan Feigl. Coach Feigl, that's tremendous.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I mean, you had to probably put up with a lot of gas from a lot of people who tend to make fun of anything that is different or changes, but you didn't care because this made it safer for your kids.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not. I don't work for the Guardian Cap company, but I have a whole lot of common sense, and I play the game. I play the game at the collegiate level, and I can tell you that there's no magic bullet to this. I do think there's been an unfair attack on our game of football, but what has come out of that, in my opinion, the unfair attack, what has come out of that, though, is a safer game, a more of a sustainable game. The rules have changed. For the better, and I think anytime you're talking about the head, which, by the way, hockey players go through the same challenges, baseball, you know, you're getting baseballs whizzed at your head 100 miles an hour. Like, you know, football's not the only sport that has, you know, concerns with obviously number one safety, but even more importantly, head safety and trauma. And the Guardian Cap company came to us in 2017/2018, and they were relatively new on the scene. And we were one of, if not their very first Michigan clients. And that's NFL, college, high school, whatever. We were one of their very first clients. And I didn't even hesitate. And, you know, we wear them at practices. We wear them during camps. We wear them at 7-on-7s, and we wear them for our scrimmages. The kids are now allowed to wear them in games. And I do remember vividly that when we first wore those, I had, you know, the players were kind of like, okay, coach, you know, if you're going to embrace this, we will. So we were very fortunate from that. The players didn't really push back. But other coaches from other teams literally made fun of us. They literally came up to me, what are you, making your kids soft? No, I want my kid, who one day is going to be a functional member of society as a grown man, to be able to remember his grandchildren's name.
Good for you.
So why am I being vilified for that? I kept asking myself that. But I kept going back to this. I don't really care, because there's going to be nothing that trumps safety. I love this game. This game has done so much for me and now my own children who play Little League football. I think it's the last sport on earth that is structured the way it is, the discipline that's worked into it. So I'm going to do whatever I can do to protect the integrity of the game. And if that means stepping outside of the comfort zone a little bit, and now Guardian Caps, you know, fast forward here 6 or 7 years, Gardening caps are pretty affluent. They're everywhere. It's just something to me that, and this is a terrible pun, and I apologize, but it's a no-brainer.
It's a great
pun.
You put that thing on,
and again, even Guardian, the company, will say, this is not to prevent concussions. This is to reduce. And for us, we have seen, and I don't have empirical data to prove this, but again, going back to my common sense, for us, it's been the incidental contact. So, for example, a wide receiver jumping in the air to catch a ball who doesn't land on his feet, he lands on his backside and his head snaps back during practice. I would like to think that if we didn't prevent concussion, we prevented a little bit of trauma. And if you listen to the scientists, it's not the first concussion. It's the cumulative effect of repeated head blows. Well, if we can soften these head blows, which, by the way, again, if you're coaching this properly, and we coach a specific tackling style, we never coach the head into the game. And that's why I mentioned there's no silver bullet here. There's no one cure-all. The bottom line is the rules have made it safer. I'll never say football's safe, but football, I stopped playing in 2017, and I can tell you right now, the game is in a way better spot right now than it was 17 years ago. But the mixture of rules, safety protocols like concussion protocols, if a kid remotely even has a symptom of a concussion, there's a protocol they go through. They could sit out up to 5 days minimum, depending upon what happened and what are the symptoms. I think you mix all that into a pot, and I think you're protecting the game. America's now new favorite sport. It's been like that for a few decades, and case in point, look at the draft. I mean, football is an amazing sport. And to be honest with you, more boys and girls probably should be participating in football. But we have to do our part, and we got to show the parents that, you know, yes, it can be a physical game, just like hockey, just like mat wrestling can be. But that doesn't mean we should run away from those kind of things. You know, driving vehicles is dangerous. Little kids driving bikes, there's more kids that die in this country getting hit by cars driving bikes than they get hurt playing football. So I guess I'm just – for me, that's just one added component for us of just trying to make it as safe as possible.
Coach, I got to tell you, it is an honor and a pleasure and a privilege meeting you as an evangelist for safer football. And you don't take away from the excitement of the game one iota. And I salute you, too, for putting up with, I don't want to call them idiots, but other coaches that would pick on you for doing something that doesn't take away from the game but protects your kids. That is excellent.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is you're a stand-up guy, and I salute you for that. And I'm here to tell you, high school football is better because of you. Alan Feigl, head football coach, Livonia Churchill, thank you on behalf of all parents everywhere for standing up for your kids and giving them an opportunity to have that softer material on the helmets absorb the initial impact, lowering the forces on the hard shell, in turn lowering forces exerted on the head, doesn't take anything away from the game, but is doing all kinds of good things for those kids and their future. God bless you, Coach.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Coach Alan Feigl, what a guy. Head football coach Livonia Churchill. We should all learn a little lesson about standing up for what's right, no matter what.